is Gary, and this is I'll Have a Beer and Talk. No, I have not abandoned the only podcast produced in an undisclosed location somewhere underneath Portland, Oregon, where I talk about a couple sciencey, techie stories while I drink a craft beer. I just need some me time. I know I've gotten a couple different reasons why the show output has dropped dramatically recently. It's kind of hard to really pin one down. I think the biggest one is that I changed jobs about November last year. And all of Beer and Talk was born out of just sheer boredom from that previous job that I held. Much like how a lot of our internet wonderland came out of the recession with Web 2.0 and all that cool stuff. Out of boredom and lack of things to do comes true ingenuity. Now, my new job actually does stimulate the areas of my brain that were just kind of going wasted with the previous job. And just mental bandwidth, being able to get the show prepared, and the obsessive nature that I had with looking at tech stories, it's all kind of dissipated out a little bit. I still love technology. I still love reading about all these cool science stories. It's just hard to put this whole thing together by myself. I mean, I've said a couple times, it takes me like 2 to 4 hours to write up a 20-minute episode. And I just, it turned into something like an extra job, and then I felt like I didn't want to do a bad job, and then I got afraid that if I don't put my full effort into it, it would be bad, the quality would drop, and then it just became, how to avoid that whole situation, I just started avoiding doing work on the show. So, yeah. Opening up, just because I think that's something interesting to say. And also, did a lot of thinking over the break, a little drinking too, And I think I'm going to do a little format change for the show. Just because it's harder for me to find the time and the mental bandwidth to really prepare something long, I'm going to say, let's do 3 short episodes a month and 1 long one at the end of the month. Now, I know I've had 3 short episodes in a row, I think, at this point. And I do apologize, but I'm doing this by myself, guys and girls, and in between. If someone would love to help, that'd be awesome. Drop me a line, gary@pulpanddeckle.com, gary@pulpanddeckle.com. And I would definitely love to collaborate with people who want to join in on the fun here. You just need to have a love of beer and a good internet connection. I even want to look into having a co-host, although that means I'd have to commit to recording at the same time every week, which is quite difficult. We're quite busy here underneath Portland, Oregon. Anyway, enough of me rambling. I've got a beer here, and I got one story, so let's kick right into it. Well, I shouldn't have said I have a beer. I mean, the randomizer is going to select one randomly for me, so let me just kind of get that guy started there, and we'll see what it brings up. Totally don't pick these ahead of time. Hooray! The randomizer has decided that I shall have Red Hook Brewery's Bicoastal IPA, a 7.1% ABV American IPA. According to BeerAdvocate.com, the American IPA is a different soul from the reincarnated IPA style. More flavorful than the withering English IPA, color can range from very pale to golden to reddish amber. Hops are typically American, with a big herbal and or citric character. Bitterness is high as well. Moderate to medium-bodied, with a balancing malt backbone. And I love the label design on these. It's a red squid. Very beautiful. All right, let me switch to the beer mic so I can open it and drink this. Wow, that was kind of the best sounding pour I think I've done in a while. Sounded very appetizing. I don't know. What's the equivalent of appetizing for being thirsty or wanting to drink something? I'll look it up later. It is kind of an orangey yellowy color with an off-white head. It doesn't have much of a smell. It's a little tiny bit of herbal bitterness, but strange that there's not really a smell. Oh well, I'm going to drink it. Fascinating. It's kind of like a very dark, deep, almost none flavor, and then the hoppiness kind of cascades across your tongue after you swallow. It's very complex. Definitely the squiddo on the label there is actually pretty fitting. It comes up from the depths when you least expect it. And now for this week's story. Space. The greasy frontier. Well, that's what a story on Gizmodo says. Contrary to what all those science fiction television program dramas demonstrate with their special effects, the space between stars isn't an empty void. It's true. It is, in fact, filled with random electromagnetic radiation and clouds of random matter and, well, greasy stuff. According to a new study from the University of New South Wales, aka UNSW, and Ege University, researchers believe that the black is full of a greasy, toxic carbon substance called aliphatic carbon that could dirty up your pretty factory-fresh YT-1300 Carillion transport. UNSW professor and study co-author Tim Schmidt and his team went about determining how much of the greasy aliphatic carbon, which leaks out from stars, could be out there. And it turns out there's a lot. Somewhere in the order of 10 billion trillion trillion tons. The researchers, quote, recreated in the laboratory the process by which greasy carbon forms in the outflows of carbon stars, reports The Guardian. Then they saw how the material reacted to different types of light with spectroscopy. The data they collected was then applied to prior astronomical observations to see just how much of the stuff accumulates out in the vast gulfs between stars. Turns out the total appears to be about a quarter to half of all the carbon in the galaxy. That's a lot. This carbon glop is a key component in the building blocks of life as we know it, so this discovery has more implications than just being diligent in wiping off your rocket after boldly going where no one has gone before. This carbon may be the source of all possible life in our little corner of the universe. It's made in stars, goes through the interstellar medium, and gets incorporated into new planetary systems and has ended up incorporated into life, Schmidt told the paper. It's part of the big story. The biggest story there is. Cool. As long as the slime is black and not some kind of green slime.
Door, you'll find the secret. To find the answer is to keep it. You'll believe it when you find something screaming across your mind. Green slime. What can it be? What is the reason? Is this the end to all the reason? Is it just something in your head? Will you believe it when you're dead? Green slime. Man has looked out to space in wonder for thousands of years, sometimes thinking that life could be somewhere. Is it just something in your head? Will you believe it when you're dead? Green slime, green slime, green slime, oh, green slime.
Love that song. I had to play it for you. Well, all right, that's all I managed to be able to write during the whole break. That's how busy I've been. Definitely, if you are interested in contributing or maybe even co-hosting, help me put the show together, give me an email, gary@pulpanddackle.com. Also, if you want to help the show financially, you can become my patron at patreon.com/ihabitradio. That is patreon.com/ihabitradio. Financially supporting me means I can afford the beer that I have. Also, I've been getting closer and closer to having enough equipment to start doing some video content, which is, I don't know about you, I'm excited about it. I definitely have a face made for radio, so you want to see it? Become my patron. And also, if you want to make your own podcast, I can totally help you figure stuff out. I learned quite a bit in the past 3 years I've been doing this. I have some equipment recommendations, software recommendations. Could even do some directorial stuff. I edit and help kind of produce the Paper Talk podcast. It's done by a papermaking colleague of ours. You should check that out. And always, always, please visit my sponsor, Pulp and Deckle, at PulpandDeckle.com for all your handmade papermaking queries and possible needs. So I gotta go. But I will commit to being back in 7 to 10 days with another story, another beer, another wacky song. So until then, please tell your family, friends, neighbors, pets, plants, aliens, and the green slime about the show, and they can find it on Google Play Music, on iTunes, on Podomatic, on Stitcher, and on Spreaker. And please send story suggestions, beer recommendations, and feedback to Gary@PulpandDeckle.com, or on the Twitters and Instagram at iHabitRadio, or even on the Facebook at facebook.com/iHabitRadio. It's time for me to go. I will see you in the future.